Got a special guest joining us in the studio today on the Outdoor Show, the Teal Lake Ice Fishing Derby co-chair, Joe Hansen. Thanks for coming in, man.
Yeah, thanks for having me out here today.
I appreciate you coming in to give us some details. We've been talking a lot about the Teal Lake Ice Fishing Derby. This is the first time that the SSFA has put together the Teal Lake Ice Fishing Derby. I think this has been a long time coming myself.
Oh, absolutely, Adam. You know, it's one of those things, you know, everybody looks at the South Shore Fishing Association and they think big lake fishermen, big lake activities. It's more than that, you know. It's a way for us to give back to the community and, you know, bring everybody together during the winter months.
When you look at, like, the river cleanup, the Veterans Fishing Day, the Kids Fishing Day, I mean, there's obviously a lot of things that have nothing to do with being on a boat on Lake Superior.
Oh, absolutely, you know. It's nice. This way we can get a bigger group of people together, more involvement in the community, and, you know, it helps to get everybody together.
And I know that down the road here, we're going to be having more conversations about fish plantings, which will benefit the inland lake fishermen, too.
You know, it's something that, you know, South Shore has done in the past, something we've been looking into. There's some things to work around, but it is in the process, yes.
So let's get to this Teal Lake Ice Fishing Derby. First year, so I guess I'm saying that again and again because I'm hoping people will understand, you know, there's a learning curve to this, too, and you're going to work out those kinks as the years go on. But the real important thing is to get the people to participate in it so this continues year after year. And I know people miss the old Heike Lunta ice fishing tournament, right?
Yeah, you know, it's one thing I know myself and a lot of friends have done in the past. You know, Teal Lake's it's a nice location for the community. So being able to bring an event back on that lake in the area, we're hoping to get a lot more involvement.
And it's a decent fishery considering how much pressure is on that lake being so easily accessible.
Yeah, it's surprising how much pressure there's been out this year. But, you know, I've been hearing a lot of mixed reports, and there are a lot of good reports coming out of Teal Lake.
Yeah, yeah. We'll get to that in just a little bit here. Let's talk about the details of the tournament. So tell folks how this is going to go down on Saturday, and then we'll also talk about getting pre-registered at the annual meeting the night before. So let's start with Saturday first.
Oh, absolutely. So our event is going to be this Saturday, February 1st. The actual fishing times for the event are going to be from 7 a.m. till 2 p.m. The cost is going to be $10 for adults, and children 12 and under are all going to be free. You know, we want to try to get as many kids involved as possible. So that's a big thing for us in this, as the South Shore. We are going to start registration at 6:30. So for anybody that wants to get out there early, we are going to be set up with the South Shore trailer. There'll be a couple of us there taking registrations. And then we are going to run that until 10 a.m. This is all going to take place off of the Teal Lake boat launch. And then there's also going to be the pre-registration the night before at the South Shore annual meeting that Adam had talked about previously.
Well, if you can't make the Friday night meeting to get pre-registered, you, again, can show up at 6:30 Saturday morning. And which end of the lake will you guys be set up at?
This will be on the east side in Negaunee, right there off the highway. You know, look for the South Shore trailer. We should have some banners and stuff out. So it should be pretty noticeable.
All right. Let's talk about the categories.
All right, you know, for this event, we are going to do an adult walleye tournament, paying first, second, and third place. It's going to also be an adult perch category, paying first, second, and third. And then for the adult, there's also going to be a largest pike category. We're just going to pay the largest overall pike. And then for the children's, we're going to have a children's event. There's going to be the walleyes, first, second, and third, perch, first, second, and third place. And then we're going to have a children's largest pike. And those are all going to be prize packages that have been donated from different people throughout the communities.
All right, different businesses and stuff.
Different businesses. They're big contributors to this. So
let's talk about the new addition to the tournament. There's now a team category.
Yeah, you know, it's something we had talked about in the past. Everybody always likes the team events and different tournaments. So after we put it together, there's a lot of feedback throughout people in the community, and they showed a lot of interest. So we're going to try it and see what happens. So what it's going to be is a two-person team event. This will be an entry fee of $40 separate from the button. It's going to be 100% payout based on the number of teams entered in the tournament. So, you know, the more people, the merrier. You got friends want to come out and get them to come out, join, and, you know, it should be a good time. The best place is to talk to the people at the registration. They'll have all the rules, and then we'll be able to get things squared away there. The main idea is, you know, the same standard rules. It's just going to be two fish. So instead of weighing your one big fish for the tournament, you know, you now can weigh two. And it's all based on overall length. It's, you know, it's tough in the middle of winter. It's tough to compete with frozen fish
with
the
weights,
weather.
Yeah.
So it's a lot easier. We are asking that all people bring in non-frozen fish. So if you do have a big fish, try to bring it in right away.
Yeah.
You know, we get that it's going to be semi-frozen just due to temperatures. But if you do catch one, try to bring it in as soon as possible.
Excellent. Okay. And I know there is a Facebook event page too, right?
Oh, yeah. There's a Facebook event. You just go to South Shore Fishing Association on Facebook. We have an event for the tournament Saturday, and then we also have an event for Friday night for our annual meeting.
And that's where we're going to go in our next outdoor report, if you can hang around and give us a little more time.
Oh, you know what? We're looking forward to talking to you more.
Excellent. Joe Hansen, co-chairman of the Teal Lake Ice Fishing Derby for the South Shore Fishing Association. And again, the dates of the tournament?
It's going to be this Saturday, February 1st, 7 a.m. to 2 p.m.
There you go. Stay tuned. We'll be back with him later this hour right here on The Outdoor Show.